Eliminating a Costly Disease of Sheep. We're visiting today with David Thomas, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. David, tell us a little bit about this sheep disease you've been working on.
The disease is OPP, ovine progressive pneumonia, and it's a disease that's endemic in the U.S. sheep population. It's caused by a virus, and it results in less longevity in sheep, and the ewes, the females, produce less milk, and so their lambs have reduced weaning weights.
And Dave, you started working on this project. What are you doing to eliminate the disease?
Well, we discovered that we had this disease in one of our two sheep flocks at UW-Madison. In December of 2011, we had about a 42% incidence of the disease in our flock. We started a program with our college veterinarians. We tested the whole flock, separated the positive ewes from the negative ewes, lambed them at different times of the year, avoided fence line contact, and we've tested then each year the negative ewes and have eliminated the few positives that have returned until the last 2 years. We have had 100% negative ewes, so we've virtually eliminated it from the flock.
Tell us a little bit about the symptoms of the disease.
Yeah. Over time, the animal becomes emaciated, doesn't respond to improved nutrition, and eventually the animal dies. In between that, they produce less milk. They have udders at lambing time that appear to be full of milk, but there's very little milk there. Some of the ewes produce no milk at all, which means that you have to raise the lambs then artificially. So it's a very serious disease for the U.S. sheep industry.
David, is your system being used by the sheep business?
Yes, there's actually a group called Ovine Progressive Pneumonia Sheep Breeders Society. They have advocated the use of this technique in order to eliminate the disease from their flocks.
Are there other management practices that sheep producers can use to manage the disease?
Within the last year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has discovered a gene that results in reduced susceptibility, not resistance. If breeders would use rams that have this reduced susceptibility, they can increase the genetic tolerance of their sheep to this disease.
As the disease is removed from a flock, what are the improvements?
Yeah. More ewes producing a lamb each year that are negative for the disease. The lambs will have a greater milk supply and will grow faster, and you will have ewes living for a longer period of time in your flock.
We've been visiting with Dave Thomas, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.